Abe's in for Mike today. We're talking about Kirk Cousins on quarterback. And the Netflix doc dropped last night. Look, it was interesting when he wasn't our guy and he was in Minnesota. And I think we all took something from, you know, hey, okay, likable dude. Then becomes our guy and we all fell in love with him embracing the culture and trying to you know, create the vibe. But then it all fell apart. And I think this is the lesson for me, okay? And I haven't even said this. I've not said this one time in the last 8 months. Sometimes you just have to say, I'm sorry. That's it. When I started covering baseball, first year on the job, there was a thing called the home run chase. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And it was absolutely incredible and the resurgence of baseball. And I don't have to sit here and tell you the story. But a decade later, both of them, and Sammy just went back to Wrigley Field recently, like this year, for the first time in like 20 years. They both at some point just had to say, sorry. It doesn't forgive what they did, but it allows people to like, okay, accept it and move on and not continue to have this argument like, okay, you know what? He was this, he was that. What was really going on? And I'm not by any stretch of the imagination comparing what Cousins did, even though he cheated us, he cheated his teammates, to that situation. All I'm saying is sometimes in sports, you just got to say, I'm sorry. You just got to say, you know what? Abe, I was wrong for that. But he hadn't done that. He's yet to do that. And that is what is owed to the Atlanta fan base. As you're sitting here smirking at me, that is what's owed to us.
They're gonna go put the Falcons back in the playoffs?
It's not going to do crap. I just said that.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you necessarily forgive him. But guess what? It allows us to turn the page and move on.
Is he the only one who needs to apologize?
Who needs to apologize? Don't you dare. Don't you dare say Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris?
Why?
Didn't make the tough call.
Oh, come on.
When it was obviously it should have been made. It was obvious, Carl. And you can lay out, oh, they're facing the toughest defense in the NFL.
They were. Number one.
All you had to do was get to 18 points
there
without
the,
four. Really? Really,
you
only had to get to 10 because one of
game.
Them was a pick six.
It's 17-13. This game is at the feet of Kirk Cousins.
And you did all that
well.
Without a quarterback. Imagine what you could have done with one who could throw it down the field.
You know what's crazy about that game? Do you guys remember this? Maybe not. We went into the Chargers game. That's December 1st. We had 10 sacks going into that game. Mike and I are killing this team about we don't get to the quarterback, what the hell's going on, who's the Jimmy Lake doesn't know what he's doing. We go into that game with 10. Do you
that,
know
that
we,
last one might still have been true.
Well, we don't lie. Then we come out of that game. We had 5 sacks against the Chargers. 5. Count them. And we still lost.
And they had one offensive weapon, Ladd McConkey.
Ladd
he
was
went for
hurt.
Like a 100.
Ladd came home and beat us.
Oh, he went for like a 117.
He was catching everything. I mean, it's unbelievable when you think about that game. And
you know
our
who
quarterback
else was catching
threw
a lot?
4 picks. Yeah. We had 5 sacks. They had one dude to throw the ball to. And we're still in the game and had twice at the end of the game to do something. And he throws 2 picks. Come on, man. And you want to talk about Raheem.
You think we're in that
you
game?
You want to talk about Raheem.
You think we're in that game because of or despite?
You know what he should have done? He should have had
switch the quarterback. Yeah, I already know that.
He should have had the pride in himself to say, I suck and I'm going to sit is what he should have done. He should have said, you know what? We're not winning this game with the way I'm able to play right now. I'm going to sit.
Kirk Cousins,
he
quote.
He didn't have the courage.
Quote, with the information I had at the time, I made the best decision. Continuing, Carl, continuing, you know if you sit down and let it heal,
yeah,
you may never get your job back.
Tough.
So that's why he makes the decision he makes.
Tough.
I can understand it.
Oh, you accept that.
Oh, now you want to be tough?
You
so
accept that?
So make the tough decision as a head coach and put him on the bench yourself.
You accept that?
Yeah, I understand it.
Oh, I don't understand. Crap.
Why?
You hurt
why?
Your team by making a selfish decision. Where is the integrity?
You know who else hurt
Somebody
the team?
Somebody tell me.
You know who else hurt the team?
Who?
Raheem Morris by not making the obvious tough call.
Come on. It's unbelievable you want to put this on Ra when all
it's
he's
on
doing,
them both. It's
all,
on them both.
When all he's doing is asking the question, how you feel, man? Oh, I feel fine, coach. How's that shoulder? Oh, you know, I mean, it's coming.
So what you're telling me is that Raheem Morris is now blindly following Kirk Cousins.
He's not blindly.
If he goes up to Spaghetti Junction and takes a leap,
okay,
you think
Mom.
Raheem jumps right off?
Okay,
hey, man.
Mom. If your friend jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge with them?
Well, that's really? What it sounds like. Oh, no. He told me he was good, he's good.
He's trusting him. He's supposed to trust
Again,
him.
Again, we just trust everything we're told?
Oh, goodness. No,
knowing the situation, knowing that you've got a top 10 pick sitting there on the bench right behind you, knowing that this is a guy who is desperate to continue his career, you got to include these factors, Carl.
You answer me.
Yes. Raheem didn't do that. He took the easy way out.
Easy.
Yeah. His letting him stay.
Easy. His team is fading and half the city wants to fire him. That's easy?
Yeah.
No, the hard thing.
You know your job safe, your one.
The hard thing. Did we?
The hard thing's to replace.
The hard thing is staying the course.
No, I could not disagree more, Carl.
You know what this is really about, Carl?
What?
It's really about this.
My status is on Carnival Cruises.
The toughest decision.
I forgot about that. No, you know what? No. Don't try to get away from that.
Me. You're the one walking away from the conversation we're having.
I will get back to that.
No, I bet you will.
Orin is insinuating that you're still upset that Rock clowned you about these cruises.
He also clowned me about not being able to run a half marathon that fast. But you know what? I got it done.
I forgot about that.
My status is on Carnival Cruises.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one who was a net negative on the team. I'm not the one who had a poor impact on the squad. And Kirk did too. Like I said, it's on both of them. Like, let's be open and honest here.
After watching Kirk say what he said on this doc, you think there's
any starting quarterback in the league with a top 10 rookie sitting on the bench that's saying, Coach, I don't know if I'm 100%. You should probably go with the rook. You think there's any of them?
Play better.
Any of them?
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Not one, not two.
That's right. It should have only been there. You
not
know, stop,
three.
The, stop the count, because that's when Raheem should have made the call.
Not
he didn't.
Four.
And then it turned into
not
three.
Not five.
And four.
Eight picks in 4 weeks. 9 in 5 weeks. He play better, bro. If you're going to be out there, do your team a show that you're capable. Don't do him a disservice. All right. I want you to hear Kirk Cousins. This is from the doc.
Oh, I heard it.
He describes getting hit versus the Saints. This is his own words.
Got hit in the second quarter, took a helmet kind of right into my shoulder rib cage area, and immediately my elbow lit up and I knew, you know, I had irritated something. Had a shooting pain kind of right through my inside of my elbow.
Okay. My elbow got absolutely rocked by a helmet. I mean, I'm all right.
Oh!
Hey, I bruised my elbow pretty good, so it was going to help me to just keep it loose throwing.
Gotcha.
So we'll just play catch every now and then.
I'm right here with you.
Now, that was in the moment, and I want to be fair to Kirk on this one.
Oh,
that
here
was
you
in,
go.
I
here
don't think go. He knew in the moment how bad it was.
He said he was all right, even in the moment.
In the moment, I think it's a different discussion.
No, you know your pain. You know when you're hurting.
Is he throwing 40-yard outs on the sideline? I don't think he knows his limitations yet.
You know your body. You know your body.
That's what you're going with?
Yes, because
you got no. Because I think you got to work your way through every progression
You're a runner.
Yeah.
You know your body,
bro. I hurt myself every time I'm out there. Apparently, I don't.
That's my point. You know your body. Okay.
Over here with phantom pains all the time.
I'm just saying. Like I had this. I had this pain on my side when I did that sciatica. So I had that sciatica incident. Abe, I still had pain over here. I'm going to see a doctor next week. You know why? Because it doesn't feel normal. You know your body. He knew right then when he said that. You know, yeah, I got a little pain. And then he caught himself. But I'm all right. I'm okay. Because he knew. And you guys knew it too. It's the first time you've heard that audio. It's the first time any of you have heard that audio. We all assumed that was the play. But he comes off and goes, yeah, man, my elbow and the sharp pain. Stop there. You're talking about a quarterback.